You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hello and welcome to TFM Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday with your emails, your questions, your stories. Guys, the emails are amazing. We got like we're going to get right into them. They're so good and funny and good questions. So keep sending them. TFMPodcast@gmail.com. TFMPodcast@gmail.com. This thing, just a few thank yous before we get started. I just did some shows in Boston, and there were so many people that came out that listened to the podcast. That's so cool for me. I really appreciate you guys coming out. That's kind of what this is all about, is to get people involved in kind of the career that I'm building. So I really want to say thank you to all those people that came out to shows in Boston. And I've been seeing people here at Stand Up New York. Last night, a couple guys from West Point came up to me and they're like, J Train? And then we just took a shot of tequila. And it was a lot of fun just that they knew about the podcast and the columns. So all that is so cool for me. Thank you, guys. Keep spreading the word about this and telling your friends. I think we got something really special here, and it's a lot of fun for me. So TFMPodcast@gmail.com. Go to StandUpNY.com. Keep supporting this club because that's who's supporting this podcast and putting us together. So go to StandUpNY.com. If you're ever making a trip to New York, use the promo code TFM, and you can get free tickets to any show here. I'm here all the time, so that would be really cool to hang out and say what's up and come see a show. Also, before we get started, you got to go check out the new book from TSM, the creators of White Girl Problems, and the deranged sorority emailer herself, Miss Cunt Punt, Rebecca Martinson. did you see that email?
No.
Mike? I'll introduce our guest in a second. Okay, so the girl who wrote that email, the Maryland sorority girl who wrote the crazy email, she wrote a book with the creators of White Girl Problems and TSM, and it is awesome. You got to go check it out. It's called Dirty Rush. Go to dirtyrushbook.com, and you can read the first three chapters. And I know you're thinking, like, why would I read a chick book? But it's like, you know, like, you know when you read, like, it's like kind of like Penthouse letters. I don't know, like Penthouse.
Wait, this girl wrote an email and now she gets to write a book.
Write a book, yeah. Yes. The email went a little viral. So, and it's her like talking shit, but like, you know, like it's kind of like 50 Shades for men.
Yeah.
You know, you're reading. So go check out. I read the first three chapters. It's hilarious.
What's and
it's
the email like, about?
It was telling her the chicks in her sorority, like, get her their fucking shit together.
Nice.
Like a call to arms. So go to dirtyrushbook.com, check out the first three chapters, and go buy the book. It's pretty cool. It's from TSM and White Girl Problems and Rebecca Martinson. So go check it out, dirtyrushbook.com. I've already read that. It's pretty awesome. It's hilarious. And let me introduce our guest. I'm so happy he's here. This is your second time on the podcast.
Yeah.
Mike Racine, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's really good to have you. You guys can follow Mike on Twitter, at Mike Racine, M-I-K-E-R-E-C-I-N-E, on Twitter, at Mike Racine. You can go to MikeRacine.com, go check out all his stuff. You've done Conan. You can go Google his Conan set. The one thing I remember, I don't know if you remember this, so when you go and do a set on a show like Conan, right, they tell you the 5 minutes that you're going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were working, and then you go around and you work on that 5 minutes, mm-hmm. right? That's the, and you like, you know, and send it to them, and then they give you notes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like the deal.
Well, they approve the set before they have to approve the whole set.
So they'll approve it, then you go tape it, and you send it to them again, right?
Yeah, sure.
That's kind of the, yeah. That's how it goes.
Who gives a shit?
I know. But the funniest thing I've ever seen is you were working on the set at the stand. And I think you were doing it and it just wasn't going well. Like the crowd just was horrible and whatever. And you did like, you were like, fuck this, and did like the most offensive joke about your brother.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
About drowning him?
Yes. Yeah. Tell the joke because I think people will appreciate it. It's just so, I just remember dying and like looking at these people. What's the joke?
It's just about how I have a brother who's mentally challenged and like I'm starting to realize my parents are getting older and someday I'm going to have to drown him.
That's going to be your responsibility.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just remember it because you like bailed on the set and you're like, you know, and then you went into that joke and like they went from like, yeah, we're not into this to just horrified. It was just an amazing moment for me. And I'm in the back dying laughing. So I enjoyed that. So go check out Mike Racine. He's got a video of him drowning his retarded brother. And then you can go check that out. Now go at Mike Racine, MikeRacine.com. Awesome comic. Guys, we've gone through this. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. You know how it works here, right?
Oh, yeah.
We answer these emails, give them some advice. Have a good laugh. StandupNY.com. Go on iTunes. Before we get started, you got to go on iTunes. Please, we'd love it for you to go on iTunes and give us a rating and a nice comment. It really helps us out. Go on iTunes and check us out. Tell a friend. Let's get into the emails. You ready?
You know what I just realized, though? Nobody cleans the bad breath off these microphones.
Oh, you're smelling the... You're smelling Charlie Murphy's breath.
Yep.
Yeah, these are... and they tell you when you get in here, they're like, put your mouth as close to the microphone as possible. It's like, oh, I get to have herpes
now. How about spraying it every once in a while?
Yeah. Thanks, Stand Up New York Labs. Let's get into it. Ready?
Yeah.
Rush boobs debate. Now, rush boobs are basically... hot chicks writing on their boobs, Rush blank fraternity. And what's up, J Train? I'll get the dick sucking out of the way first. I wish every girl said that to me. Let's just get the dick sucking done first. Get in the bathroom, you know? How much easier would everything be? Let's get the dick sucking first. And then I'll be like, oh, I shouldn't be on this first date. You know, your podcast is unreal. All my bros think you're a fucking riot. And from time to time, you give legit advice that actually helps. Okay, on to the important shit.
From time to time.
From time to time. You know, I'm on my fraternity's Rush board, and I'm in charge of our Rush video. Obviously, see, we didn't really have this when I was in college because we didn't just have easy access to, like, no. YouTube and stuff. So, like, just making a Rush... To me, making a Rush video would be like, oh, what a fucking process. But I do understand that this is, like, an easy thing to put together.
Sure.
So, and I've seen these videos, and they're pretty good. Obviously, throwing a few tit pics in is a must. However, the topic of Rush boobs came up, and after I got a few contestants, I think he meant questions. My bro tells me, oh, after he's got a few applications for Rush boobs, the girls didn't send him in. My bro tells me, it only counts if the girl goes to our school. Can you please set this fuckboy straight and give us your input on the matter? By the way, one of the girls who said she would be down has ridiculous cans. See pic below. Can you settle this debacle and set my buddy straight? Appreciate the input, and thanks as always. Also, I'm a New York native, live about 5 blocks away from Stand Up New York, and found out I was naturally pretty hyped. Also, can you give a shout out to my buddy Christian Stromsness and his girl Katie Cooper? Appreciate it, man. Well, there's your shout out. Let's take a look at these boobs. I got Chris, the producer, coming in. Dave, the cameraman, also coming in.
Dude, all right, let me...
come on in, Mike. Check. See, I like... These are definitely boobs you should use.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're the classic... We've all agreed. They're the classic, like... like, I always say I like a girl with, like, 10 to lose. Right. You know, like... And these are, like... You know, she has... When you want Rush boobs, you want them to... You know, it's like when you do something on TV... It's got a show.
Yeah, well, there's more surface area anyway, just practically.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So like, it's like, you could have, like, there's such a thing as nice, small boobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But these, when you're doing Rush boobs, you need the boobs to not, has to be no question at what we're looking at. You can't be like, oh, are those, you know, two flesh apples? You know, like, you need to know that they're two jugs.
Yes.
If I'm going to go old school with, you know, names for boobs. You know, so I think that these are great because they're actually fleshy.
Yeah, you want jugs, you want cans.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't want titties.
No.
Titties are too small.
You don't want titties, you want jugs, you know, bajungas. You want any word that sounds big, right? Yeah.
I like that these guys are, their main concern is the authenticity of this thing. Like, well, she doesn't go to our school.
Well,
so
that's the thing with Rush boobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, here's the thing with Rush boobs. Yeah, fucking losers. Oh, they don't go to our school. They don't have a 3.5 average. Yeah. Nobody's looking at these wondering where the boobs came from.
Right.
They're just happy that your fraternity can attain said boobs.
You can't help out a single mom, give her 20 bucks.
Yeah,
for the night.
Yeah. That's the thing. And you need fleshy boobs, so maybe a mom that's milking right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's a good mom to use. I'm just saying.
I want to meet the kid who's against that.
Like, yeah, he's
only.
She doesn't live within a mile parameter. No, you need. Here's the whole idea of Rush Boobs is that you're promoting your fraternity. You're showing that your fraternity has access to a big to girls who would hypothetically show their boobs to them just for being in their fraternity, right?
Yeah.
So you need to find the best boobs.
And how do they get these girls to do this?
They'll just get low fingered self-esteem. By their dads or something. Yeah. Low self-esteem. No, I mean, like, it is a fun, flirty thing. They're not actually showing, you know, a full tit pic.
Oh, they're not showing their tits.
No, sometimes, but it'll just say, you know, written, like, in marker. And.
Oh, I thought they were, like, at the party showing their
No, here's Rush Boobs from a month ago. I'm like clicking on a
link. So it goes on their website or something?
It goes on like, you know, oh, look at this girl's got a rush ass. They like, it's basically a girl holding her tits.
Yeah, with this.
With above it, Rush Beta Theta Pi or Rush Pi Cap, you know? And it's showing that you have access to hot chicks and chicks like to show guys in your fraternity. So it's upping your cool factor. So what I'm saying is where they come from is irrelevant. Compared to the fact that you can get boobs.
Right.
You know, whether they go to your school, it's not like you... Here's what would be against the rules, in my opinion, is going online and just finding one that another fraternity from another school used, because it doesn't really say...
Or just like screen grabbing.
Yeah, you need to say... I would say this, if I'm out there like gonna like doing the photo shoot for Rush Boobs, say Rush ATO Missouri. You know, say your school.
Yeah.
With the day of the week on it and the month and the year. Like, have her hold the newspaper, too.
I was just going to say, hold today's newspaper.
Yeah, hold today's newspaper. Give us something to show that you guys did it. That's the thing that's important to me.
Whether
you went to a parking lot and found some girl, at least you're the type that goes to a parking lot.
Well, it's just funny that somebody would be like, get your non-Arizona state titties out of here.
Yeah, we want...
keep the integrity.
We want real, authentic Arizona titties.
Right.
No, bajungas.
Yeah.
I want to know... What's the best name for boobs? What do you think the best names for boobs are? Like the best?
Oh, I don't know. Cans is pretty good.
Cans is hilarious because it's
Hooters
just,
is funny.
Hooters is funny.
I like to say yams. Look at them yams.
When I hear someone say yams, I just think that they've been like sitting in a bar that has like three people in it for their whole lives.
But Jungas is like, I think you're trying too hard.
Yeah, I think so too. I really went for the gold.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fun bags?
Fun bags sounds like just so rapey. You know, like I'm just gonna, it sounds like you're Chris Brown, like gonna like go work on the fun bags today. tfmpodcast@gmail.com, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. we're here with Mike Racine at Mike Racine on Twitter. You can go to mikeracine.com, check out all his shows. Very funny comic. I'm like just finalizing my college shows right now. I think I'm going to go out to Oregon. I'm going out to Buffalo. Someone in Illinois wanted to get involved. Florida. So I'm going to a bunch of places this semester. If you're out there and you have any interest in me doing a show at your fraternity or at your school, we can work that out. So email harryschmuckler@gmail.com. Harry Schmuckler, harryschmuckler@gmail.com. We're putting together that college tour, so get in touch with them if you have any interest. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Send all of the help in all caps. Hey, Jared, first off, excellent podcast. Been listening for a while now, and I'm always tuned in every Tuesday. Somehow I got stuck in a cube with a bunch of square-ass 30-something engineers. So needless to say, we don't have a whole lot in common. Having fresh material I can relate to makes these days much more bearable, so keep up the good work. Thanks a lot, man. I will. Tell a friend. Tell one of those losers to listen, too. I need your advice. As I had mentioned, I'm working a stereotypical cube job that has absolutely nothing to do with what I went to school for or what I'm interested in. I'm committed to pursuing a career in writing and would ultimately love to be able to make it out of the cubes. I know you were more or less in the same situation, so I guess I was looking for a few words of wisdom as to how to do it. When did you know it was the right time to quit the day job? And once you did, what were those first few months like trying to make ends meet? I know you've kind of touched on a little bit of this before, and if you don't think this would be good for the podcast, no worries. I'm just looking for some general direction. My apologies, this was a little wordy. Here's how you make your email less wordy. Stop apologizing that it's wordy. Yeah. But I don't really know anyone personally that has gone this route, and I figured that you'd be the man to ask because it seems like things are really working out for you. Any advice written or on the podcast would mean the world. Keep up the good work. Best, Mike. Is this from you?
Yeah.
You just quit your job.
Yeah, but showbiz is so like smoke and mirrors. Like I had a day job and I quit it.
Yeah.
But I'm still, you know.
And that's what I'm, that's kind
of. But if people think it's because of comedy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like a, that's the misconception. I mean, he thinks like, oh, I'm on this podcast, and it
he thinks
have,
you have like a real career.
Yeah, and every day I sit at home like crying, wondering how tomorrow's going to work out.
Exactly.
And I think that's kind
of. But so much of this is just the illusion that you're doing well. If you kind of put that out,
because, I'm great at the illusion. That's
me
why
too.
I need
I'm,
all
I'm
of you
getting
to
better
share
at it.
That's why I need all of you to share this podcast right now with one friend.
Yeah.
But you know where this job
because I just got fed up with it. I was picking up trash and I was like, I don't want to.
You were picking up
anymore.
Trash. What were you doing?
Yeah, I was working for a junk removal company. We're like cleaning out like dead hoarders' houses.
So you're dealing with people that don't see eye to eye with what you're looking to do, kind of like in this guy's situation.
Kind of, but I think it was a good experience for comedy just because it's like, I don't know, when you're out in the world and you're doing stuff, you just have more to talk about as opposed to like sitting in a coffee shop all day.
And so, just like looking for subjects to get through.
Yeah, because you're really detached. So, I mean, I would say like definitely don't quit your day job.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you're serious about writing, if your day job gets in the way of him writing,
I would say
quit it, but you still have to make money and make.
Yeah, you have to deal with the realities of life.
Right.
I will say this. Here's the advice. I'll say a couple things about. In general, there's a lot of people out there that are in college or in high school, and they are right out of college, and you have dreams.
Yeah.
The word dream is very confusing, because when you go to bed and fall asleep, you have a dream without even trying. So it's very confusing to follow a dream because it takes a lot of work. So that name right away is very, because it takes, you know, and also nobody gives a fuck about your dream.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody cares. I know your parents will say, do what you think is great. Your parents even don't give a fuck. Okay.
That's the mistake people made, I think, with our generation, though. They told, because everybody I know, it like has a screenplay or
totally
does improv or something like that.
Everyone's a little bit too interesting.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's got their thing. Yeah. And I'm for that. But, you know, it, especially like you see a new Kickstarter campaign every day.
Yeah.
So everyone's trying to do something.
Something.
Here's what surprises people the most when you're consistent. There's so many people in our generation and below that, you know, they got their Facebook likes on their Kickstarter campaign
right.
And now they're good. And then they stop doing their shit.
Right.
So my advice to anyone out there, especially this kid, you want to be a writer? Stop saying and start doing.
Yeah.
Do it every week. Start, and I know start a blog is like, you know, the most cliche and like annoying advice, but don't just start a blog. Continue to do that blog every week and on the same day every week.
Yeah, because that's just what happens. It all kind of opens itself up to you once you like start doing it.
Yes, and the thing is, you'll see mistakes that you're making. You can't start something without doing. So like I, you know, and I think what will happen is, I mean, I've been doing a weekly column every Thursday for 4 years. Okay.
And probably when it started out, you weren't getting paid for it.
Paid, and you have to do free shit. And no one, and the thing is, I'd send it out to friends and family, and then, you know, more people started reading.
Yeah.
And then as time went on, people knew that, like, oh, this kid's fucking for real.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a lot.
You got to build that body of work.
Exactly.
Before anyone takes you seriously.
And when you tell someone about your dreams, no one takes you seriously, because so many people talk about their dreams
talk
and don't
shit, yeah.
follow through.
And don't do anything.
Exactly. Yeah. So you need to, you know, I think it's good, especially with any dream, is to come out with it.
Yeah.
Make it a real tangible thing that you have to own up to.
Yeah.
So tell people about it and then go away and do it.
Yeah.
Because telling people about it puts a little bit of pressure on you, because people will say, how's that thing that you started?
Yeah.
And then go away and keep pushing and do it weekly or daily or whatever your amount of time is, but keep on the same track and be consistent, because
there's a guy, Stephen Pressfield, who said, like, treat it like a job and it'll become one.
Exactly. And that's important, because I left my job in finance. This kid is referencing, you know, kind of where I come from. And I left, and, you know, people were like, what do you do? Wake up at, like, you know, noon every day now? It must be awesome. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I get up at 8:30 and have my day and have a full day and work every day at this, because, you know what? No one's going to do it for me, and no one gives a fuck if
I quit or fail or,
you know, if I stop this podcast tomorrow, 2 weeks from now, no one will fucking remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Except for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, and that's not talking down on myself. That's just the nature of how life works. Time goes by and people move on with their shit. So you got to be consistent and do. stop talking and do. So tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Mike Racine, at Mike Racine on Twitter. At Mike Racine on Twitter. This is an email. I fucked my sister's birth sister.
We were reading this before the show.
Yeah, I like that title. And then all it says
I think this guy just fucked his sister.
Yeah, he's just like, how do I make
he's
this
just trying
sound?
To soften it a little bit.
Fuck my sister's
My sister's
birthday.
Sister.
Yeah, yeah, that's my... Oh, you mean your middle sister? And then all it says
you
is...
You know, she's your sister too.
Yeah, all it says is, hey, J-Trade, and then no email.
It's awesome.
It's almost as if he was like,
so he
this
shot
is
himself.
A, this is, yeah.
He said and shot himself. Yeah.
Oh, God, what have I done? Hey, J Train, boom, done.
Well, my sister's birth sister.
I don't even know what that means.
His sorority sister? Maybe he's transitioning to be a
That's
woman?
So funny. Well, if you're out there and you sent that email, send it again with actual content.
If you're alive.
If you're alive. And I hope you're still alive. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Getting your slam out of bed. Dr. J Swag. Doctor, I just dropped off my pussy net at her lair in the freezing rain and snow at 7:36 this morning. Now, a pussy net is the girl that you're hooking up with but won't be your girlfriend so that you can be confident when you go out and try and find new girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like when you do trapeze, you have the net underneath you,
mm-hmm.
and you're willing to do more wild shit.
Nice.
So you can always be like, hey, you up? You know, send that text. So that we've referenced that on a past podcast. You can go back and listen to it. I am now writing this fucking email at 7:41 as
your
I have.
Pussy net. That's the girl who says she doesn't want a boyfriend and then like burns your house down or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Pussy no, nets, it's fine. No, I like this.
Pussy nets have a time limit.
Yeah, they
you know, and then there's a point where it's like the pussy net's like, hey, when do I start becoming, you know, the trapeze thing? You know, when do I get off this net thing? At 7:41, I have a question. I was studying for an intercession exam that I have in an hour and went to bed at 11. I woke. What is with this fucking day of his life? I awoke to the infamous, can I? Oh, so he's studying, and then he awoke to an infamous, can I come over text at 2 this morning? Me being the smart, resourceful, capable, and fratty dude that I am, declined 2 times, all the while priming the slam cave and taking a pre-fuck dump. I would love to see that montage of like this dude getting the you up text and then like the music starts playing and he's just like crapping on the toilet, moving a candle in the room.
There's like dead mice in the room he's throwing away.
Sweeping up the dead mice. Yeah. Priming also being preparation for the onslaught of critical interior decoration tips thrown at me. I don't know what that means. Once primed for the respectable 775. So he's saying that she's a 7 face, 7 body, 5 personality. I told her to go ahead and walk over. I'll leave the front door unlocked. This guy is a class all the way. I just like the thought of him just taking the lock and just like undoing it, being like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Nothing left to do. And then he wrote, I'll leave the front door unlocked. No way I'm getting out of bed. This guy's doing the perfect pussy net situation because he's playing so I don't care that mm-hmm. she's like, I got to make him care. Mm-hmm. So it's a good one. Once over, I expected her to do the job as pussy net and go on about the night, right? Fucking wrong. After 10 minutes of one-way conversation, she finally fell asleep on my fucking shoulder. Oh, dude. After laying there for 45 minutes, I pushed her to the other side of the nest. Once over there, she woke up and came back to my 3.3 inches of my side of the bed. Bruh, it's called personal space. The woman need to understand this shit. Anyways, I didn't sleep for monkey shit last night, or for the matter, any night that this chick wants to come over. How can I kick them out without being rude so I may enjoy some GD peaceful slumber? Or how can I sleep better with them in bed without having to medicate myself? I recall your cab scenario where you changed your clock time and stuff, but that's really too much effort.
What's that?
I'll retell the story real quickly. I had a girl sleep over and she like, I had a girl come over and to get her out of my apartment, I told her I had to go to work on a Saturday. So I put on my full suit for work and then like got in the cab with her as if I was like dropping her off on the way, and then told the minute she got out of the cab, I was like, turn it around, and went straight back to bed.
Nice.
And took off my suit.
Your cabbie was like, nice move, my friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you tell you were like a Jehovah's Witness or something?
Yeah. Why? No, I just like was like, I
who wears a suit on a Saturday?
Well, here's what happened. Like, I was working in finance, and I texted my buddy. I go, call me right now. So my buddy called me, and I'm on the phone with him going, no one else can do it?
Yeah.
No one else? What's happening? Wait, find out if someone else can do it. Find out, and then I hang up on him. He's on the other line going, what is happening? Like, he thought I was dying.
Yeah.
And then I hang up on him, and I knew he'd call back. So I go, hey, listen, they need me to come into the office. I got to get out of here.
Mm.
And she's and I was like, but I told them to ask me, you know, ask around, see if anyone else can do it. She's like, okay, well, we'll wait until they find out. So then he calls back. He's like, dude, are you okay? I'm going, no one else can do it.
Mm.
No one else. There's no one else. And then I go, okay, I'll be in about 2 hours. And then I go, listen, they couldn't find anyone else. And she goes, okay. And we just laid there for another hour. And she goes, don't you got to get ready for work? And I was like, oh, fuck. I hadn't thought this through. So I went in the bathroom and I shaved and then put on a full suit and then came out and like packed her up and then went in the cab. Yeah. And then the cabbie, like, I was like, no, we're going back to which we came. And he just turned around and was like, TFM, bro. So... I recall your cab scenario. So I, also being the experienced veteran I am, had girls puke and piss my bed. So the chase to Jesus. Take girls home has been forever haunted. Keep the good work and stay fratty, Young Money. So it is, he does bring up a very specific thing where it is tough to sleep with a girl in your bed.
Yeah, it is.
What do you
especially when you have a twin bed, a twin arrow bed, like most of us.
Oh, that is the worst. In college, in the dorms, they would have the twin bed, and you'd literally have to be penciling.
Yeah.
You'd have your hands above your head and your legs out straight.
Yeah.
You're
forced to cuddle.
I am one of those people that it's like really, like, I get bad sleeps if I have a girl sleepovers. Like, yeah. I would much rather, like, especially with this girl, where he expected.
Also, she just came over and fell asleep like an asshole.
I don't know why she would want to do that. That's the thing I don't understand. Like, why would
she's almost like a little bit of a rapist in her own way?
Yeah, she chick raped him into cuddling him.
Yeah,
yeah, that is a good point. I just think, like, don't you think, like, what she did is kind of she wanted the love and affection of someone that night. Obviously, she felt lonely, which we have all felt. I'm not saying she's wrong for this. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that she used him.
Yeah,
as you know, a nesting ground to feel loved, which everyone wants. So I hear her side of the story, but at that same time, like, what's he supposed to do? He thought that something else was going to happen. Obviously, they've hooked up in the past, especially if you've hooked up in the past. Like, there is this, you know, unsaid thing where it's like, are you up at 2 a.m.? Mm. What the fuck did you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
I had this happen once.
I don't know. Is it a crime to just jerk off while somebody's sleeping? I mean, that might be
it's not a crime. It depends
it's
on...
It's questionable.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on where you put it. Is it a... I don't know. Have you ever had this situation where a girl comes over and then she's, like, not down?
Not really. Not
never?
Not since, like, I was in college or whatever.
Do you remember how you handled it?
I don't know. I think you just have to... I do think you just have to take it because you don't want to be that guy who's like, well, you're not fucking me.
I had, you know? Yeah, you don't want to like cry about it.
Yeah.
Here's what you got to do. You got to like start the makeout.
Yeah.
The makeout will tell you everything. Like, start the makeout. If she's down for it, you'll get that, like, she'll either be in and things will go forward. Like, you go the makeout and then you start like taking off your own shirt and see how she deals with that.
Mm-hmm.
Take
and if off she doesn't your throw own, up, it's a
yeah,
good sign.
Yeah, it's a good sign. I think in this situation with any girl that you're like not sure what this hangout is going to entail.
Yeah.
You have to take off your own stuff first, you know, because you don't want to like intrude on her space and, you know, be a dick and like let her say no.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, this guy had the right situation. The door's open. She's coming in. He's in bed.
Yeah.
Be in your boxers. Be ready to go. When she comes in, be like, get your clothes up. Let's do this.
Let's do this. And you know what? And no girl can separate the feeling of like, oh, he just wanted to fuck with, like, a guy can look at that and be like, let's just bang this out.
Yeah,
you know, gotta go back to work, I gotta test tomorrow. There's no way that she's ever gonna do that. So if you're in the situation where he is, where you have a test the next day, maybe you don't do it that night.
Yeah,
you know, you got other shit to do.
Yeah.
No girl is just gonna be in for the, like, not very many girls are gonna be in for the just like punching one out and then like, okay, back to work. Right. You know, like, that's not gonna go down for her. So what he has to do, take off your own shit first. This happened recently to me. I went back with a girl after a show, and she kept doing like the negging thing where she would be like we'd make out and then she'd be like, no, I just don't, you know, like, and then we'd make out again. She'd like, she kind of pull away, like trying to be like flirty. Do you know that, what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to her place and I looked at her and I was like, and I felt kind of bad for this because I was like, you know, we're now making out and then she pulled away. Yeah. And I was like, we're here.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So you're in front of her door?
In her bedroom.
Oh, in her bedroom.
And she's already doing the, like the, oh no, you gotta wait for this. And I'm like,
they just becomes a certain age where you, that shouldn't happen anymore.
That's the thing. Like I'm kind of saying it to him where it's like, it's okay to call out the, you know, the elephant in the room.
Right, right, right.
Your boner.
Right.
You know, like you call out, you know, the, you, it is okay. And you, I think with any situation you, with anything that you want, you have to be willing to lose that thing.
Yeah.
To get it.
Yeah.
So, especially in this situation. So, like, I was in that room with a girl.
It's a great philosophy for an idiot like you.
Right? Why? I think,
no,
like...
No, but you're absolutely right.
You know, if you want something, you have to be, you know, ballsy enough to go after it in a way that you might lose that thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, that might be the name of the podcast.
I was just talking to this girl on Tinder, and I'm, like, I'm asking her questions and stuff, and she's coming back with, like, one-word answers.
Get away.
Yeah.
Get away. Hey, this was fun. I gotta go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't have time for this shit. So, that's right. What I'm saying. Like, this guy had a thought in his mind of how this was going to happen. It's okay to call that out. Like, and I said to her, I go, you have me here.
Yeah.
Do you, you know, you don't have to play the sexy game. Like, at this point, it's okay to
you
say no.
You want this forged jukok or not?
You want the strong, like, medium
dick?
Did
you try to fuck or not?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like that. And it's like, and it's okay to say that.
That's how the blacks do it.
And it's, yeah. I think that's racist when you say the in front of the blacks. But I think it's okay to call that shit out. And because the reality of where you are, it's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay. She texted you. You're in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Who's the crazy one?
Yeah.
The guy that wants to hook up or the girl that's like, no, I brought my PJs.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to kind of, I think
it's kind of like sociopathic behavior.
Yes. You know? So I think in that situation, you have to look at, like, you have to look at the realities and then call out those realities.
Yeah.
Hey, you came to me. You texted me. You came over at 2 a.m. What am I missing here?
And then she just passed out, yeah.
Yeah, and it's okay to say, what am I missing here? Yeah. And then let her say, like, maybe she's like, you know what, I just wanted to cuddle.
And maybe
like,
she already had a couple cocks that night, and she just needed a bed.
You were just
I don't know, did she?
You were just the backstop. She was too worn out.
She farted, a bunch of semen came out.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com, TFMpodcast@gmail.com. I also think, to kind of expand on the answer, how do you get girls out in the morning?
I just say, hey, I got stuff to do, or I'll buy him a bagel or something, you know.
Yeah, you go.
But usually, I try to start my day. I don't do that hanging out shit.
I once hooked up with a girl who I was like, I got out of the bed, and then I was like, I just start doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's I think a good way to get a girl out because then they're like, wait a minute, I'm in this bed alone.
Yeah, yeah.
So I.
Sometimes they leave when they realize what a mistake they made.
Yes, that's most of the times.
Yeah.
I think any girl or guy out there that has like a girl or guy in their bed, like whatever it is, and you just want it to like move on, start your day.
Yeah.
Just start the day. And I went out, I had this girl in my bed, and I really had nothing to do until like 2.
Yeah.
So I just went out and started doing my shit.
Just Google image search dead dog. Open that up. This is what I do.
That's how I start every day, dead dogs. And
how I center myself.
Yeah. But I just started my day and then I went on like, and then like it, and then I went in there at like 12:30. I was like, listen, I got to get going soon. I was like, chop, chop. Let's go. Wakey, wakey, really eggs and bakey. Also, say that. I say that a lot. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. And that gets girls like laughing, but also like, come on.
I don't know, Jared. I respect women, so I don't ever want them to leave my... I'm like a... Yeah.
No, but you're a dick if you don't be honest. I think the respect thing goes both ways. Like, hey, this was a lot of fun. I want to do this again, but I don't want to fucking do this right now when I have shit to do.
Yeah.
So all you're doing by starting your day, like get dressed, get in the shower.
But they'll respect you more if you're a guy that has shit to do as opposed to somebody who just hangs out at 1 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Totally agree. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Mike Racine at Mike Racine on Twitter. You can go to MikeRacine.com. Check him out. Very funny guy. Very funny comic. Should I fuck this asshole's girl? Or fucking my parents' maid. I think this one we gotta read.
Yeah.
Hey, J Train, how's it going? Fucking my parents' maid. Oh my god. Consuelo.
That's your fans in one sentence.
Yes.
One half a sentence.
Hey, Jay, the TFM podcast, fucking my parents made all today. Hey, J Train, how's it going? I'm not going to bore you with some shitty, pathetic high school question about how to get a girl to bang me.
Nice, dude.
Instead, I'd like to interject my opinion and possibly instill some wisdom on the listening audience. Oh, kids got advice. Okay. As a former frat star at ASU, oh, this dude likes to party, and now a second lieutenant in the United States Marine Corps. Nice. Holy shit. Thank you for your service, man. And then he writes, I've had my share of puss. That makes me think that pussy is just being cut up like a pizza and given out to a bunch of people. I've had my share of puss. Sorry to all the female listeners. That's what he writes. When it comes to wanting to bang a woman, she's either going to be in or she's not. So here's what you do. Put it out there. Say, hey, I'm interested in you. And make up some bullshit about her smile, eyes, personality. And do this right in front of her friends. Because even if she says no, one of her friends will probably be into it and will let you punch that ticket to Pound Town. He does make a fair point.
Yeah.
I just like the thought of going up to a girl and being like, hey, I want to fuck you. And your eyes are nice. And then just staring down her friends.
Yeah, but then you run into that problem where you're like, well, do you just want to fuck me? Don't you like talking about...
Yes, that's all. I mean, I guess that honesty would help out. Then when you get in there, you go down on her and pound that pussy with all your might. Dude, this guy... I'm so happy he's protecting our country. That's real. And trust me, she'll go back and tell her friends, and maybe, just maybe, that girl will give you some play. Or you could be a little pussy and follow around like a Kardashian follows around a black dick. Guy's got jokes. College is supposed to be about crushing brews, nail and tail, and hanging out with your boys. I love how what he wrote college was about had nothing to do with getting an education.
What I find interesting about this is this guy's a second lieutenant in the military.
Yeah.
But his family has a maid. He didn't even have to join the military. No, he was just like, no, I'm going to do it.
This guy's the man.
Yeah.
I like this. This is a great example of like, you gotta take care of yourself before you.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. He is taking care of himself. And he writes, nothing ruins your college experience like a piece of sliz that, in all honesty, probably isn't worth it. That's the line everyone should use to break up with their girlfriend. Knock, just look at your girlfriend in the eye and say, nothing ruins my college experience like a piece of sliz that, in all honesty, probably isn't worth it. This dude is a magician with words. Now, to the title of the email. Recently, I was home on leave for the holidays from the corpse. While visiting...
Did you say the corpse, you fucking moron?
That's what he wrote. I don't know.
Core.
From the cores? The core?
It's pronounced core.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Jesus.
Oh, sorry, everybody.
I thought you were a patriot.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, but I'm sitting with a bunch of soldiers. while visiting, I was informed that my dad's receptionist was going through a divorce, and her husband had left her and wasn't paying the bills. My parents, being the good people they are, told her for a little extra money, she could come over and clean the house twice a week. So one afternoon, after hitting the gym...
Oh, so she's not like a maid.
Yeah,
she's like not a white maid.
Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah, she's one of those high-end maids.
Right.
Yeah, we all did have, when we read this title, we all did have a picture of a maid in our head that was like...
We had a very specific image.
Very specific image. It was like Arnold Schwarzenegger's maid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine was Swedish.
Yours was Swedish? No fucking
sure
way,
she was.
Chris. Yeah, sure. Yeah. And mine was white. So one afternoon after hitting the gym, I walked in to find this woman still in scrubs standing in the kitchen while the kids were sitting watching TV in the other room. I'm imagining those are her kids. Taking Kyle Plouffe's advice from a few weeks ago, I asked her, hey, want to go upstairs and bang one out real quick?
That works.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's the thing. That's good. I mean, this guy did just say that's his advice to people listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
And listen, if you can take whatever repercussions come out of that, because like, that woman could have gone to her dad and been like, what the fuck is with your son?
Yeah.
He just tried to ask me to fuck. Or you could fuck.
Yeah.
There's only one of two options.
Right.
Expecting a no answer, I sort of laughed after I said it, but was shocked when she looked into the next room and said, mommy will be right back. Just stay here. If the divorce didn't fuck them up,
he got
this
her at a good time, though.
Yeah,
you know, she's got a divorce. She's cleaning houses. Yeah. She's at a low point.
Things are bad.
Now she's at a lower point.
Now she's at the lowest.
The lowest
point. So, mommy will be right back. Just stay here. I want a T-shirt, TFM podcast T-shirt that just says "Mommy will be right back. Just stay here." And then on the back, this dick ain't sucking itself. Long story short, I got my nut off and sent her back downstairs.
Oh man.
I'm shipping out for an 8-month deployment to Australia in 2 weeks.
Where this
I'm
guy's told, a psychopath.
Yeah, this guy's out of his mind. I'm so happy he's protecting our country. So I'm told the internet is shit, so I'll be looking forward to spending 2 hours downloading this podcast every week. As always, keep up the good work. Semper Fi. And he writes, means always faithful, you Jew matzah, you matzah ball loving Jew. This guy went for all the notes. Well, thank you for the email.
Matzo ball soup is gross, by the way.
I love matzo. What are you talking about? Fuck you, man.
It's like slave food.
Is it?
I've never had it, but isn't it just like bread balls?
It's a ball in a cup with...
Chicken broth?
Chicken broth, yeah.
Okay.
The ball is delicious.
All right.
If you could take sound bites from this podcast and just have me go on, the ball is delicious. That'd be pretty bad. What do you think? I mean, what's there even to
what's
say?
What's there
to think? Yeah. You know, good for him.
That guy did not have a question.
No, he just wanted to tell us that he fucked his maid. What a power move, though. I have to say, it's quite a move to just be like, so we want to go upstairs and do this?
Yeah.
Like, good for him. I wish that takes a lot of confidence. I mean, all guys have confidence, but that's like a... I was once on the subway in a home.
I mean, the working class needs to get laid too.
I saw a homeless guy on the train once. He was going like, doing a spiel to try and get money.
Yeah.
And at the end, he looks at this hot chick on the train and just goes, I also take phone numbers.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the amount of confidence to be like, hey, does anyone have any money? And then have no house, no phone. And then just be like, let's see. I am me.
But it's easy to be confident when you have nothing to lose. You know?
Like, literally
what,
nothing.
What was the worst case scenario? It's going to happen.
Should I fuck this asshole's girl? Jared Eleanor Freed. I need some advice. I'm a senior.
Is that your real middle name?
No, I don't know why. I'm a senior at a university down in South Florida, not Miami. Fuck the Canes and all their fans, he puts in quotes.
Good.
Who never actually attended there or any college for that matter. I met this girl maybe a year ago who I hang out with on and off, talk to a few times a week. As of recently, she's been hitting hard at the fact that she wants to hook up. I, of course, flirted back. She's about a 7'6"4". And then he writes in parentheses, she quotes too much goddamn retarded slang like on fleek to real MVP.
What does on fleek even mean? Sorry if I can interrupt.
I think it's like just like that they're like on point.
Yeah.
I hear it about eyebrows a lot for some reason. Ugh. I'll say this for
and
all
they
the
wonder why the Chinese are beating us.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. I hate when girls talk in catchphrases like this.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, it's funny to write, like, on fleek about something that, like, you know, it's funny to write it.
Yeah.
But when you start saying these things all the time, you just sound unoriginal.
Yeah.
It's not your thing that you wrote.
Yeah.
It's not funny because you did it.
Mm.
You know, once in a while. But, like, I dated this girl always in catchphrases. Always. The struggle is real.
Yeah.
Fuck that struggle shit. I can't. So as another piece of advice, girls, it doesn't make you sound funnier or smarter to use someone else's shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Just stop talking altogether like they do in Muslim countries.
That's Mike Racine, at Mike Racine on Twitter. He's also a good Facebook follow, too. You should follow him on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Actually, friend me on I think that's where I do some of my better work, just because you can kind of like, you know. You
write some wild
you can
opinions on Facebook. Yeah.
But send me a message and a friend request, and I'll friend you. That's actually probably the better one.
So friend him on Facebook. It's a good Facebook friend to have. I'll say from experience, you should all get on board with that.
Thanks.
I would totally take her up on this random hookup, except for one thing. She's been casually dating, I guess that's the word for it, some guy for a little while now, but the dude's a complete asshole. He never rushed, so he judges every Greek he meets and insults her and her sisters for being in a sorority by calling them all whores. Oh, God. He sounds like a gentleman.
Sounds like a real nerd.
Yeah. First time I met the guy, he began talking shit about some of our new pledges at the time to me and a couple of the other brothers at my party, and nobody insults our pledges but us. I, of course, kicked his ass out, and that's how I met this girl. Oh, basically, should I fuck this girl who obviously wants to bone me as well and just say fuck this other dude who apparently isn't doing enough for her to have her flirt with other dudes? P.S. How fucked up is it that Sabrina the Teenage Witch named her cat Salem? That's like a Jew naming their dog Auschwitz. Oh, kid's got a joke. It's a good premise.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, it's good. I guess I never thought of it that way. What do you think? Should he fuck this girl?
Yeah.
That's it? Yes. You ever been with a girl who has a boyfriend?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't know. It's kind of like, I mean, I try not to. It's like against my code.
What's your code?
To not do that. And that's about it.
That's about it. You have one code, and it's to not fuck another guy's girl.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it's his responsibility.
Yeah.
They're not married.
If she's into it, yeah.
If she's into it, this isn't your responsibility to fix their relationship.
Right.
Also,
and he said she's casually dating the guy.
Yeah. So it's not like a thing. I mean, also
the guy's anti-frat. So like, fuck him.
Fuck him. I agree with that. Well, the reason he's anti-frat is because he's intimidated by it.
Yeah.
He, you know, anyone, I always find it funny when people talk shit on fraternities. Like, it's so stupid because they're like, you're talking shit on a bunch of dudes just having fun and not caring about you.
Right. Way to out yourself as a dork.
Yeah, as a loser. Yeah. So, like, I think this guy has outed himself as being very self-conscious.
Mm-hmm.
He is coming at you. The harder someone comes at you is the harder they hate it themselves.
Yeah.
So you have to just not care about him.
Yeah.
Live your life above him. Don't even mention him.
Yeah.
Just go after her. You're going to look like such a stud because you just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And when you hook up with her, like, don't, like, give, don't make excuses for this dude.
Yeah.
Like, don't, like, make up, you know, shit for him. Just fucking do it.
Yeah.
And act as if.
Yeah.
You know, you ever hear that? Act as if.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you sell something. Act as if that's all going to happen.
Yeah.
So you act as if there's no boyfriend, you know nothing about it, play dumb, and go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that's the way to go. Let's, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We'll do one more and then go to the news. Does that sound good? Mike, you down?
Yeah, yeah.
We got Mike Racine here. Go friend him on Facebook, Mike Racine. Follow him on Twitter, at Mike Racine. How much baby gravy is too much?
Probably less than what this guy has got.
What's that?
No, well, if he's asking, probably less than what he's putting out.
Yeah. Right.
Is this from a lady? What up, jizzing in her ear? I'm a frat as fuck Texan who's known for not using condoms. What a thing to be known for. He goes, they
old,
call
no condom
yeah,
Jerry.
Oh, that's me. Yeah, I'm the guy with sores everywhere. He writes,
my dick fell off years ago, but
yeah. He writes in parentheses, call me raw Nold Reagan.
Okay,
I like that. I'm currently
your nickname requires a lot of work, sir.
Yeah. I'm currently in a relationship with a 785. She gets urban sometimes. What does that mean?
I mean, she like talks black like Suba.
Like who?
Like Suba.
You just reference someone that no one would
Well, there's somebody we know that like she'll be like, yeah, she...
What up, dog?
Yeah.
Says on fleek.
On fleek a lot. Been at it...
This shit's crazy.
Been at it with the old ball and chain since this dick ain't sucking itself for a few months now. And have taken that first class trip to Pound Town on multiple occasions. Although the first time was more hot dog in and out of the bun.
That's butt sex, right?
I think it's just like, you know, like, do you ever do that where you like dry, where you're naked and you'll like hump on top, but you'll put your dick upwards like you're trying to fit it up their waistband, you know, and then you just rub that way and it's like, you know, fuck all of you. I was eventually able to find the V-hole. Problem is, I'm the guy that stole this sleuth's V-card. Thank God it wasn't a black card. This guy comes a lot of racial humor. Reason why I say it's a problem is because this broad has recently been second-guessing her decisions, which in turn jeopardized my chance of putting my beer in her beer sleeve. Shout out to Rowdy Gentleman. My question is, how can I get this girl who's nervous about others judging her to once again be comfortable with having these experiences with me? After all, I do care about her, no homo. P.S. Love the podcast. Tuesdays are flat out great. And I tell my brothers all about it. Well, thank you for spreading the word.
What's the question?
I guess his question is, I think the fact that you're known for not using condoms is why she's worried about having sex with you.
Right.
Like, he's having sex with his girlfriend. He's in a relationship, and he's been with her for a few months now, and he took her virginity. and now she's worried about being known as... here's the thing. The only reason she should feel worried about being known as like a loose person, or, you know, or worried about her reputation, is if you are misusing her trust.
Yeah.
Right? So this guy, like, you know, if you're out there flirting with other girls, if you're out there not really telling people you guys are in a relationship, this girl had trusted you with giving you her virginity, which is a, you know, a special thing, and you have to be respectful of that. So what she wants is that if people are going to know that, that you also respect that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, if you, if you're the one that holds her V-card, you want she wants people to know that the guy holding it didn't take that without honor.
Yeah.
You know? So that would hold her back from feeling good about this situation. And, you know, so I think that... You ever taken a girl's virginity?
Yeah. And then I just stopped talking to her. I kind
of feel bad away. About
it to this day.
Really? You did that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, well, what happened?
I just hooked up with her once, and we started talking a little bit, and then I started... I was in college. I started dating somebody else right after, and she just kind of, you know...
So you feel bad? But you feel bad about that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's, like, I would feel bad about that, too. I've hooked up with a girl, you know, and taken, you know... I hate to say taken, but, like, yeah. I've you know...
Like it's the Liam Neeson movie.
Yeah, exactly. I've slept with a virgin.
Yeah.
It is... A guy should feel some responsibility for that.
Sure, sure.
And right now, I know you're joking in your email and you wrote some funny stuff, but you have to know that that's something that she wants out of you.
Yeah.
So she might feel uncomfortable because she might not think that you take this whole thing seriously.
Right.
If that's the case... I don't blame her for pulling back.
Yeah.
And saying, well, you know what? I'm going to be known as a bad person because all my friends see you, you know, blatantly not showing me the respect that the virginity card should be given.
Right.
And that's kind of advice to anyone that's dealing with someone that, like, listen, if you're out there and you're, like, talking to a girl who's a virgin and you're not, you have to realize that that's an important thing for her.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do it, you bear responsibility for it. That's why you feel bad to this day.
Yeah.
Because, right?
Yeah.
Because you do know that this was an important thing that maybe isn't as important to you.
Right.
So I would say to this guy, show her that you care about her, because you just said, I do care about her, and maybe overshow it. Hold hands.
I lost my virginity to a girl with a glass eye.
You lost your virginity to a girl with a glass eye?
Yeah, she was overweight and she had a glass eye.
But you loved her.
Yeah, sure.
How did that happen?
I met her on Match.com. And,
really?
Because I was 19 and I was still a virgin, so I joined Match.com.
Just to lose it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was on there, and she was friends with some of my other friends, so we went down to Cape May and...
And just
I did it.
Banged it out.
Banged it out.
Cape May, like you were like, let's go to the only place that this sex would happen, the Jersey Shore.
Right, right.
You're like, this is where all sex with overweight glass-eyed women happens.
Women happen, yeah.
The Jersey Shore. Come on, let's go to your. Let's go do it amongst your people.
Yep.
She lost the eye swimming in the ocean.
Yes, it disintegrated from all the drugs and fucking trash. TFMpockets@gmail.com. Guys, this was awesome. Mike, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Go find Mike Racine on Facebook and Twitter. Mike Racine, @ Mike Racine on Twitter. Mike Racine, MikeRecine on Facebook. We're going to come right back with the news. We'll be back in a second. I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make or make. You make your own bitch, so you got to leave. Hey guys, welcome back. We're going to do some news. Mike Racine, thank you so much for doing the podcast.
You're welcome.
You were awesome. @ Mike Racine on Twitter. Go find him on Facebook @ same spelling, Mike Racine. He's got some great Facebook updates. Also, keep those emails coming. So awesome. So cool. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to hit some news. Mansamp, thank you for coming out of the booth.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
@ Mansamp on Twitter. He's got the Mandatory Samson podcast.
That's right.
On Stand Up New York Labs Network. So go check that out. It's out every Friday.
It comes out Thursday at midnight.
Midnight, Friday. So, Chris, let's... We do the Instagram babe of the day. We've been doing that for a couple weeks now. I think people seem to like it. On Total Frat Move, they have an Instagram babe of the day.
Okay.
We have an emailer that wrote in about this segment of the podcast. I'd like to start off by saying I'm a new listener of the TFM podcast, and I fucking love it. Also, got to give you guys props on the audiobook I bought on iTunes when it came out. My favorite book of 2014, hands down. Awesome, man. That was a New York Times bestseller, so you were part of a pretty big following. That's great. Fortunately, I need to call you guys out on your choices of Instagram babes of the day.
Uh-oh.
So he's calling you out, Chris.
How dare this guy? Well, yeah, and I will say, this week I brought a choice for you.
Okay, good. So but let's see what he has to say. His point is, I don't know about you, but I'm a man of unique beauty.
Oh. this guy's come to the wrong place.
That's a weird way to talk about how you whack off, but I gotta say, I love finding special features of a woman that make her stand out compared to plain-looking girls that look like they came out of an assembly line. With that being said, if given the opportunity, yes, I would hook up with each and every one of the babes you post. Yes, of course. He writes, I'm not a heartless asshole. Now come on. So next time you guys are browsing babes, maybe you can do a double take at the girl who has a few more tattoos than usual, the elusive gorgeous redhead, the cutie who can pull off snake bites, or even the innocent looking hipster we all know is not that innocent.
What's a snake bite?
Piercings here or here.
Snake bite is piercings above the lips.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying? Okay. I hear what he's saying. I do like, every now and again I see a tattoo girl that I'm like, oh God. Like whatever she did is hot for now another 15 minutes. Yeah. And then when she's 50, we're gonna be like, whoa.
I do want to say to this guy, just to be clear, I'm picking off the site.
Yeah.
Somebody else is selecting these
Someone
girls.
Else is
so
selecting
I'm just going
them.
Through the selection they have. I hear what he's saying.
Yeah, I hear what he's saying. Below I sent some Instagram handles of my favorite babes. Oh, here's his here's his top 10 wax. I love when someone's like, yo, you gotta check out this chick on Instagram. It's just basically the same as, yo, you gotta see who I whack off to every day. Yeah. If you think I have a redhead fetish, well, because I definitely do. And he writes in, here's who he would like us to look at.
Yeah,
at
the devil's candy.
Yeah. The devil's candy. Is that a redhead?
Yeah.
At Candace Alice, at Michelle.Tate, at Sarah on the internet, at Brandy Suicide. I've heard of that one. At Shan2Ns LB9, at Kitten I Sawed with two Ds, at We Juliet Aughts.
Oh, that's Candace Alice. Pretty
at
good looking.
Wee Julie Tots, at Kyla Hagee, at Innie.Helen, at PeggySue_suicide. So you guys can go check those out for your wax. Let me see what he's looking at.
Wow, look at this. Do you see this one?
I got Candace Alice up because that was the first one you said.
Let me see.
Stopped remembering what you said. She's, she's good looking. I mean, that girl's great looking. She's
cute. Definitely into the redheaded tattoo girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot. Like, she has a tattoo underneath her eyebrow.
Oh, so she's really going for it.
What do you think is hot about tattoo girls? Do you guys have a thing for that?
I don't think it's that hot. I think it's going to look terrible in like 20 years.
Right?
To see a girl with sleeves.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to age, right?
Where's that pizza sheet? Sorry.
We're looking through Candace Alice and stuff. There's Guinea. A great looking pizza.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter how it ages because you can always go younger.
Joe coming in from the booth. What's that?
You could always go younger.
You could always go younger, but you know,
there's going to be a 24-year-old tattoo chick forever.
Forever.
Click on this one. That's hot.
Yeah,
she's got snakes on her leg.
I mean, it's not something that I'm intentionally looking for, but it's definitely not a turn.
You ever see the tattoo with the bows on the back of the legs that look like...
Yeah, like stockings?
I love those.
I once hooked up with a girl
I heard if you eat out a redhead, you lose your sense of taste.
And soul.
And soul, yeah.
I hooked up with a girl who had a corset tie
on her piercings?
Back. No, just... Oh. Like the picture of the tie of a corset on her back.
You ever That's see the gross. Corset piercings on the sides?
The worst is when they have something for like their dead aunt.
Yeah. That's not fun.
Angel wings on their foot.
And you're just like, oh, come on.
You think about your dead aunt.
I mean, as long as it's not like in a really long quote or something, I'm cool with it. Like, as long as you thought of something creative that you wanted to get done.
Here's
fine.
The thing I'll say about a girl with a tattoo. It is hot.
Who's this?
When you find out someone who wouldn't have a tattoo has one.
Sure.
So I think it's like going against your personality or your character trait.
Yeah.
Is kind of hot. Yeah. You're like, oh, where did that fucking, you know, little cursive thing on her ass come from? You know, like
this girl I'm kind of seeing though. She's got an outline of like a little heart right above her ass, and I don't know. I'm like so turned off by it. Like it looks like a skin rash or something.
There is a thing where you look at it and you're like, how could you be so fucking dumb?
Yeah.
You know.
But it's the smallest little thing, and it just I don't know why it just turns me off.
What do you got for Instagram babe of the day?
Well, I got two girls, and you get to choose. Angelina from the University of Nevada or Natalie from Saddleback College.
Where the fuck is Saddleback College?
No idea.
Oh my god, it sounds like we're like you have to have a hunchback to get in.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm gonna choose Nevada because you got to be a little crazy.
Okay,
Nevada's probably a little trashy.
So that's
too,
Angelina,
right?
From
yeah, she's got to be a little more trashy. All
right, and she, if you guys want to play along, it's ang.piro on Instagram.
Yeah, you never really hear. I got my doctorate.
There we
in Nevada.
Go.
Yeah, no, I mean this
little ethnic.
And yeah. You know what? This girl's got a little look to her. Yeah, she's not cookie cutter.
But here we go. The same pictures every time. Mm-hmm. The pool shot, the Halloween shot.
When did this happen that you, instead of like full bottom like bikinis, it's just thongs girls are wearing it? I don't care.
Whenever God started existing.
Right.
Oh my God. That's nice. Hold on. Uh-huh. What's her name on this again? Can we?
It's Angelina from University of Nevada. It's ang.piro on
tits?
Instagram. Yeah, those look
fake. Those
are
definitely, they look fake.
I mean, fake. All right, relax, Joe. Joe's like, scroll.
Yeah. That's her. She looks good.
Yeah. You know what I like about her? I love. Oh, is that a tattoo across her chest?
Where?
Oh, maybe no. I'm just seeing a shadow.
No, you're seeing a shadow.
I like about her that she's got very, I love very dark hair like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's really, really good looking.
Yeah. But she's got all the pictures. All the ones you've come to love.
She probably won't date you unless you've got like a Honda Civic with a big spoiler on the back.
She does have that look. Look, there's a picture of her and her friends, and it's their asses in the pool. And it's like, oh, how could you take that one? Like they said, I love the thought. I would love to see a blog, like a Tumblr account where it's called people taking Instagram pictures,
right?
And it just shows people setting
the
up
behind the scenes.
You know, like I have a girl I'm friends with, and it was a picture of her with her back, like at a bicycle stand, and it's her and her friend, like with their back to the, like it's like a shot of the city, and their backs are to the whatever, and they're facing the other way, and I'm like, it's just so hilarious to me that they had to turn to someone and go, hey, can you take this picture of us being
lost in thought?
Yeah, like totally needing, you know, some Instagram likes.
Right.
You know, like.
I always do that anytime because I have a girlfriend. So it's like, can you take this picture?
Can we see Saddleback?
Yeah, we can just look at the other one. Screw it. Yeah. Where she'll be like, oh, take a picture. And I like to take 6-7 before they're set up.
Yes.
And those are always the better
setup
pictures.
Setup pictures are always great.
Jared, is there any like level of hotness or any difference from girls that go to like the more prestigious schools or the
I think there's a difference in
schools.
Hot. I mean, like, I don't know what Saddleback, what school.
She's pretty, I have though. No idea. This girl is Natalie Wolf. It's Natalie with 2 E's _ Wolf with 2 F's.
She looks like the girl that goes missing in the Lifetime movie.
She does. Oh God, she's got abs on fleek. Look at this.
God, it's so gross. Yeah, no,
wow.
She's got a great ass.
Great
she's
ass.
Really good looking.
That's not fake.
The ass?
Yeah.
No, how do you feel about people always bring this up? We're like, oh, her ass is fake. Is that real?
No,
that
I think really I think that's like it's you know.
I just like a more natural look.
I like this. I like this one. She's got the ripped jeans.
Ripped jeans are so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're really hot.
Even just like with a tank top or something.
Yeah. I like the like the soft ripped jeans.
Yeah.
That's always hot.
Yeah. No, this girl.
She
great.
Does look like the girl that would go missing. Well, look at it. She did the.
I love the tan lines. God,
she
I
took,
really do.
She took a picture of her ass while holding the camera over her shoulder. That's the newest form. Form.
She's like your daughter's friend that you bring on vacation, and you just spend the whole week whacking to it in the cabin. No. Like when she starts to develop.
You made this gross.
Or if you're a second lieutenant, you just
look what you wore to the gym.
No, that's not it.
How is that allowed?
She's going to like a lunch.
Oh, she is. She's going to like a concert. Oh. All right, let's move on. This is
yeah. Now we're just looking at
this is a great segment.
Yeah, now we're just whacking off to girls on Instagram together.
okay.
What do we got for news, man? Sam.
Incoming Alabama freshman.
Yeah, let's read the news. This will be good.
Let's get to something real fun.
I love the news.
Incoming Alabama freshman looking for two bad bitches to be roommates also must be popular on Instagram. These guys. University of Alabama, they posted on Facebook that they're looking for a girl roommate, and they have a bunch of requirements that they're interested in.
Wait a minute. Go over this again.
These two dudes.
Yeah, they want a roommate that's a hot chick.
Yes.
Here's how you don't get hot chicks.
Beyond hot chick, though. They have a lot of
requirements. Don't ask for hot chick. You got to say, the way you get a hot chick is trust. Mm-hmm. To move in with you.
Right.
So like the mistake they made, I know this turned into like a big viral sensation, but they did make a mistake. If they really wanted this to happen, the thing they should have done is say like, hey, we want like someone that's gonna be quiet and study. You know, like if they, right. they like this is funny, but it's not gonna help.
Well, they're gonna get a nut. That's gonna be the problem. You tell yes. me if these are the right things that they're asking for. Okay. They go, my roommate and I are looking for two more girls, most preferably badass, to fuck shit up with next year. Said roommates need to meet the following requirements. Must be ready to have a kick-ass time at all times. Must be reckless.
That's reasonable.
Must share all belongings, which I don't understand that one.
They want to use their dildos.
Right. Must have good taste in boys. Must rush. Must like football. Must roll the tide, obviously, oh, so at Alabama. Must like tequila. Must not chase shots nor boys. Must be a sarcastic bitch so she can fit in. P.S. Please only contact us as we average 130 to 150 likes on Instagram.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, these guys are
so
out of their minds.
So their plan, and I think what their plan is, to have a girl who's like a wild girl that has hot friends. That's the plan right. with that. I mean, you don't want, you want it. I mean, it would be a huge mistake for one of them to hook up with whoever comes in as their roommate, right?
Because mm-hmm.
you hook up with a roommate, there's a lot of logistics that you got to take care of. Then you start dating. Then it becomes difficult. Then there's money in the way.
Right.
You should never date your roommate. But if you do get a party girl like this as a roommate, she's a great asset because she has party girl friends.
Right.
Yeah, unless she's bringing dudes around. That's going to be a pain in the ass.
No, but she will bring dudes around. I mean,
right, but I don't think they are into that.
That's what, but she's the what's it called? Like the white elephant.
Mm-hmm.
You know she's the distraction,
right?
If they get a girl like they're asking for, she'll end up, they'll both try and hook up with her,
yeah,
and they'll fuck themselves. If this does happen, their best case scenario is to never try and fuck her.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Never try and fuck her mm-hmm. because she will bring hot girls around.
She will, yeah,
who she will promote you to. And be like, yo, these guys are actually cool. They wrote a funny thing. I answered it as a joke. But when I met them, they didn't really try to fuck me. They were just telling me that it was a real cool joke.
Yeah.
And you guys should fuck them.
Right. That's exactly.
They're stand-up
right.
guys what is what for, you're yeah. saying. You know, so.
Right. Well, that's like, how they should play
it. That's how they should play it. I like that it went viral. I like that it got out there. But, you know, if you're a guy, two things. If you try to copy them, it won't go viral. So you're not going to get the hot chick to apply. So you got to go the opposite. You got to go, we're looking for quiet, studious, Asian. You know, you want to go the opposite
right.
of whoever they're talking about, because that will get you the cute girl that's fun and likes to hang out, because she won't feel that she's going to room in a lion's den.
Right. I was
going to
say maybe they need a gay guy or something, but then you don't want a bunch of like sinful ass sex happening in your house.
That's a good point. Let's go to the next story.
Radio contest winner gets to bang three porn stars because America.
Is that a real story?
Is that the headline yeah, though? Because headline. America.
Yeah, I didn't.
It makes
that.
Me sick the
it
way people talk
sick.
Like that.
I hate that. I yeah, hate that. Because America.
Because America.
A lot of, you know, a lot of Instagram
make
models
make a sentence.
Do that.
Yeah. How about you put a sentence together?
I get like that's like the joke.
Yeah.
But if you hear like that's like that guy that wrote in that like he was like, I hate that, you know, I'm dating this girl, but she always does these like catchphrases.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
Because America.
Yeah.
Like
this
when
is
you
everything.
Say that out loud, it sounds 1,000 times worse than it does.
Of course.
Right. Reading it. You know. So like.
I was
we
in a pizza
it.
Shop last night. And these four girls walked in, and one of them goes, "This is everything."
Oh no!
No, this night. Isn't everything. This is pizza that was made with cheap dough and crust. And it's yeah. a dollar pizza
yeah,
place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rock WYYX 97X in Panama City, Florida, has partnered up with porn website Fuck a Fan.
This could only happen in Florida.
Yeah, well, that's where the girls are probably
things.
From, too.
Where they fuck a radio winner fucks a porn star? I'm going to say it's not happening in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
No. Anyway, so they get to film a porno with these girls, Jennifer White, Sarah J, and Layla Price on April 19th. They're going to pick one of
them. They gave the date. Like, yeah. You give the address, too, so these guys can all know where to show up.
Yeah.
So everyone can show up. All these weirdos can show up.
Right. How do you feel about stuff like this?
I'm fine. I'm like good for the guy fucking them, but like, I mean, I've said this before. I've met porn stars.
Did you ever see? There's a video. There's these people shooting a porno, and the guy's naked with a boner, and he's like walking around the set talking. He's like talking about how black people act at the movies. He's like complaining about how black people are too loud at the movies.
And he's just like, this is like him
got,
at work.
He's got a boner, like just playing with his dick, and he's like, yeah. And they always like,
oh my, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on something.
It's weird to think of like porn stars being at work, like doing just a job. This is just a. That's the thing. It's just a job to them. So like. this guy who does it will be a disgusting human being.
Yeah. Right.
He will not be like, he will be so excited for this. If you're the type of person that would be excited to do this, you're also the type of person that won't get how sad this is. Yeah. This will be after you come.
Well, it's a guy listening to like a local rock station in South Florida, you know,
which like, is fine. But like the one to actually apply, yes, and go through with fucking the porn star.
You saying you wouldn't
brought
apply?
Brought to you by WROR. I would not apply. You would you? I meant these porn stars. Sex is a business to them.
Yeah.
They, you know, you're not going to like, it's not going to be like a loving sexual experience. It's going to be very much like doing taxes.
Yeah.
You know, like they're not going to be like touching. It's going to be a different type of touch is what I'm saying for this guy.
Definitely.
And
yeah,
he will not realize how awkward and strange it will be.
Right. Well, one of these girls, Sarah J, a while back, I forget what team was trying to win a championship in basketball, but she offered, like, if they won, she was like, I'm just gonna suck everybody's dick, like, we'll form a line, everybody, I'll blow everybody. That's her.
Oh, sucks for the towel boy. Yeah. Let's go to the next one.
The next one, you're from Massachusetts. Yes. This guy was one of my favorite pitchers of all time, former Red Sox pitcher Pedro Martinez.
Love once, Pedro.
Me too. He's the best of our generation.
Just an awesome dude.
Does he hit too, or just he just pitches?
Whenever he would hit, he was in the American League, so he never hit.
Yeah.
But when he did have to hit, when they did interleague play, he would stand like hilariously away from the plane. Just wanted nothing to do with it.
He was not interested. Plus, he would throw at people's heads all the time. So
all
he was
the
like,
time. You know. He was a badass. He's the one that threw Don Zimmer down at like an 80-year-old man.
Right. Which I'm a Yankees fan. Zimmer should not have been out there.
I agree.
I don't blame Pedro.
Pedro
at all.
Was in the right.
Yeah.
What did he? Yeah, I remember this story. It was a long time ago.
Long time ago. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He threw him on the ground.
You can go
or something
on YouTube and watch it. It's hilarious.
Anyway, he once told Sports Illustrated for Kids that he wanted to, quote, fuck Sandra Bullock.
Really? Yeah. Wait, it got printed?
No, they had to clean it up a little bit, obviously, but they, basically the encounter went, what's your favorite color? Green. What's your favorite book? Whatever. Favorite actress? Sandra Bullock. And then they asked what his secret ambition was, and he goes, I want to fuck Sandra Bullock.
You like a nice little aside to himself.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing I loved about Pedro, and I will say this now because the Seahawks will be playing the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Russell Wilson is the opposite of Pedro Martinez. Like, you watch a Russell Wilson press conference, and it might as well be a machine.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing you find out from it. It is totally by the book, and you gain nothing from hearing him speak.
Mm-hmm.
Pedro was a laugh a minute. That guy was so cocky. Mm-hmm. And I love when good athletes are cocky.
Yeah.
And it's because they back it up. He goes, remember when Kareem Garcia, there's a baseball player, if you're going to look it up on YouTube, there's an, if I remember this correctly, Pedro Martinez.
You want haters.
You want haters. Yeah. It's awesome. And Pedro Martinez, so I think he threw at Kareem Garcia, or he might have like, or Kareem Garcia called him out, and Kareem Garcia was like a just like a low level major, like floated between AAA and the pros. And Pedro just goes, "Who is Kareem Garcia? Who is that to me? Right. I'm Pedro." It was like I'm Pedro Martinez. I'm gonna be a Hall of Famer. And him just calling it out and just being like, "I'm the fucking best."
Oh, that was the Zimmer incident. That's what precipitated that. Yeah, he threw at Kareem Garcia. And then
that started the whole fight.
Brawl,
But he has an interview where he just goes, who is he? Like, he doesn't even give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I liked Pedro the
Pedro's
most.
Pedro's the best. One of my favorite things, I forget what game it was against the Yankees, where he was pitching very well, and then he ended up losing the game.
Yeah.
And then they interviewed him after, and he went on this whole rant about, like, I was a little boy under the mango tree, and I had dreams, and whatever. And it was like, this is the most insane post-game
of all
time.
Well, that, he actually started, like, the funniest Yankee chant ever. He goes, I guess he got killed off the Yankees once. He goes, I guess you could call the Yankees my daddy. And then for the next like 2 years while you still play for the Red Sox, all Yankees fans would be like, do the who's your daddy. And it was perfect. Like, I just love villains that know they're villains.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. That's what makes rivalries better. When
what's
just
the world without villains?
Role. Yeah.
What's that?
What's the world without villains?
Totally. Like, I mean, and we live in a world where everyone is so afraid now to like make one fucking blogger upset.
Well, that's the thing with comedy too. It's like everybody's just so like nice to each other.
Yeah, no, you know? It's okay to be like fuck off sometimes.
Yeah,
and be a little honest.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like everyone's like walking on eggshells, wondering who's gonna like ruin their career.
Right.
The careers that don't get ruined are the ones that no one give, like, the careers that are like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm saying this, I don't care.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I think we should all live a little more like Pedro.
Absolutely.
I think that's how we should all live our lives.
You want to wrap up with this one?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Tiger Woods' private island in Sweden is everything you thought it would be, and it's for sale.
What does it have on it?
Well, it's got a lot of crap. Tiger just put a 62-acre getaway in Lake Mälaren, Sweden, on the market.
That's a bummer.
Why, that it's in Sweden?
I'm sure it has something to do with his divorce.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, well, he doesn't want to go back to Sweden anymore.
That's where she's from, right?
Yeah.
Man, who would you rather be? Tom Brady or Tiger Woods?
Brady.
Probably. Yeah, probably Tom Brady. Yeah.
Tom Brady?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's tough.
Because Tiger Woods still has to deal with, like, racism sometimes.
Yeah. That's so sad.
Yeah.
He's the one of the best in the world at his profession. He still has to deal with someone being like, yeah, I'm going to be a dick to you.
That's like Muhammad Ali had to go to, like, restaurants and they wouldn't serve him. After he, like, one.
Wait a minute. Do you know I punch for a living?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for bringing the news. Go follow Chris on Twitter @Mansamp. He's got the Mandatory Samson podcast every Thursday at midnight on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. Mike, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Go follow Mike on Facebook, Mike Racine, @Mike Racine, and MikeRacine.com.
Send me a message, though, if you friend me on Facebook, and then I'll know to add you, because there's a lot of crazies on there.
I agree with you. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Tuesday. Keep sending your emails, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We will be here next week. You can find me on Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, JTrain56, and we'll see you next week.